I rate the Duke of Wellington as a politician? Well, most people rate him pretty poorly. He had a list of prime ministers. He would rank pretty much down the list. And that is very much based upon the fact that he wasn't prime minister for very long, that he was seen as against the spirit of the age in his opposition to reform. And with the sort of benefit of hindsight, he can be seen to have been on the wrong side of history, so to speak. Certainly work in the last 20 or 30 years, and I've done some of it from way back, try and make a case for Wellington being a much more nuanced figure, really. He's not a Tory who was prepared to die in the last ditch, unlike some of his contemporaries. He was prepared to compromise. Best example of that actually is 1829, when he was Prime Minister, prepared to see Roman Catholics being given the right to sit in Parliament. And that was very much the Brexit issue of its day. It had actually been going on for two or three years. And he was able to negotiate a way through that, really, when it's generally agreed no other politician could have done. And after 1832, he conducts a sort of holding in operation. He's prepared to compromise with reform. He's happy to see the poor law reformed. He's in favour of police reform at the end of the 1830s. He's actually prepared to back Peel over the famous repeal of the Corn Laws in 1846. So I think it is unfair to castigate him as a reactionary politician, but he's on the Tory side in politics. But generally, the way things are going, his reputation as a politician in recent times has been rehabilitated to some extent.